Arthur Hayes would not bet a dollar on Bitcoin. Right now, and he built BitMEX, Arthur Hayes, the co-founder of BitMEX, and one of crypto's most vocal Bitcoin advocates, said on the Coin Stories podcast that he would not invest a single dollar in Bitcoin at current prices. If I had $1 to invest right now, would I be putting it into Bitcoin? No, I would wait, Hayes said. Bitcoin was trading at $70,027 as of March 11, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 26, firmly in fear territory. The statement is striking, coming from a man who maintained a $250,000 year-end Bitcoin price target through most of 2025, and whose fund Maelstrom has consistently been one of the most aggressive Bitcoin-native allocators in the market. The one condition Hayes needs before buying Hayes's reluctance is not about Bitcoin itself. It is about the Federal Reserve. His thesis is straightforward. Bitcoin goes up when central banks print money. Until the Fed shifts from its current tightening posture to active monetary easing, the macro tailwind that drives Bitcoin's biggest rallies is absent. Money printing is good for Bitcoin, Hayes said, distilling years of macro analysis into five words. This is not a new position for Hayes. He has written extensively about the relationship between global liquidity and Bitcoin price action. His Maelstrom Fund has historically timed entries around central bank pivots, not technical chart patterns or on-chain metrics. What is new is the bluntness. A permabull who once said Bitcoin would never trade below $100,000 again is now publicly sitting on the sideline with BTC at $70,000. Why $70,000 is not cheap enough. Bitcoin is down roughly 45% from its October 2025 all-time high of $126,000. For most retail investors, a 45% drawdown from highs feels like a buying opportunity. Hayes disagrees. His reasoning connects geopolitical risk to monetary policy in a way that most market commentary skips. The ongoing U.S.-Iran tensions have consumed military resources and fiscal bandwidth, but the Fed has not responded with the kind of emergency liquidity injections that followed the COVID crash in March 2020 or the regional banking crisis in March 2023. Without that liquidity, Hayes argues, Bitcoin lacks the fuel for a sustained move higher. The Fear and Greed Index reading of 26 supports the mood. The index has been below 30 for extended stretches in early 2026, a period that has seen Bitcoin oscillate between $60,000 and $74,000 without conviction in either direction. ETH is at 2035 plus 0.7% over 24 hours, SOL at 8609 plus 0.5%, and BNB at 64369 plus 0.8%, all showing similar sideways drift. Hayes also warned that Bitcoin could decline below $60,000, which would trigger liquidation cascades across leverage positions. Bitcoin briefly touched $60,000 on February 6th, and the bounce from that level was shallow compared to previous cycle dips. The permabull paradox. Here is the tension. Hayes still believes there are very few remaining years when Bitcoin trades below $100,000. He has not abandoned his long-term thesis. He simply refuses to deploy capital into a macro environment he considers hostile. This creates an unusual situation. One of the most well-known Bitcoin maximalists is telling his audience to wait, while Bitcoin trades at a price that, by his own long-term framework, is deeply undervalued. The gap between his long-term conviction and his short-term caution is wider than it has been at any point in his public career. Michael Van de Poppe, a crypto analyst, offered a contrasting view, pointing to NASDAQ's strength as a sign that risk assets still have upside momentum. But Van de Poppe's framework is technical and correlation-based. Hayes is making a structural argument about the source of capital flows, not chart patterns. What this means for holders and buyers. For retail investors holding Bitcoin, Hayes's position does not necessarily mean sell. He is not calling for a crash. He is saying the next leg up requires a specific catalyst, central bank easing. Without it, the market grinds sideways or drifts lower. For buyers waiting on the sideline, his framework offers a clear trigger. Watch the Fed. When the Federal Reserve shifts from quantitative tightening to quantitative easing, or when it introduces emergency lending facilities, similar to the Bank Term Funding Program, Hayes will be buying. Until then, he sits. The practical implication for crypto card users is that a sideways market makes stablecoin-funded spending more attractive than liquidating volatile holdings. Cards that let you spend USDC or USDT directly, like those from Cast or Re.Pay, avoid the problem of selling BTC at what Hayes considers a suboptimal price. If you agree with his thesis that BTC is headed much higher once the money printer restarts, spending stablecoins and holding your Bitcoin position intact is the logical move. The bigger picture, macro patience in a retail market. Hayes's stance highlights a growing divide in crypto between macro-driven institutional thinking and retail sentiment. On-chain data shows retail addresses have been accumulating through early 2026, buying the dip between $60,000 and $74,000. Whale addresses, by contrast, have been reducing exposure. This divergence, retail buying while institutional and macro-focused capital weights, has historically preceded extended consolidation periods rather than sharp rallies. The March 2020 crash bottomed only after the Fed announced unlimited QE. The November 2022 bottom followed months of liquidation before macro conditions shifted. Hayes is betting this cycle follows the same script. The fear and greed index at 26 means the market is scared but not capitulating. True capitulation, the kind that produces generational buying opportunities, typically pushes the index into single digits. We saw readings of 910 during the Luna crash and again in November 2022. The current reading suggests discomfort, not panic.